Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
It's been just about a year since the Trump administration gave the go-ahead to complete the Dakota Access Pipeline. Crude oil started flowing through that pipeline on June 1st, and since then, Dakota Access has been mostly out of the headlines. Meanwhile, over the course of 2017, that pipeline leaked at least five times. These spills are relatively small. They range from a 20-gallon leak in North Dakota to 168 gallons in Illinois. Energy Transfer Partners, which is the company that developed the pipeline and owns it, says these leaks were all consolidated or isolated on their sites, small leaks. But critics say that the track record raises concerns about the company and how seriously it takes safety. Aline Brown is a reporter for The Intercept. She's been looking into Energy Transfer Partners. She joins me now here in the studio. Aline, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Well, the entire basis of the protests at Standing Rock in North Dakota against the Dakota Access Pipeline was the risk that spills could cause to the environment and to drinking water. You found that spills have actually been happening, even if they're not big ones.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, one of the things that opponents of the pipeline repeated was that it's not if the pipeline spills, it's when it spills. So now, you know, looking back at the record for 2017, we see that it is the case that the pipeline has spilled. You know, both state regulators and, as you said, industry have said that these are relatively minor spills, that they haven't entered waterways. In a few cases, the federal regulator says that the contamination did enter soil. But yeah, you know, the pipeline has spilled.
Now, is it true that these are relatively small spills that have been contained, that they're basically not an environmental threat because it's, you know, 20 gallons here and 17 gallons there?
You know, it's all a matter of degree, I would say. It's not to the level of, you know, we saw this massive spill this past November on TransCanada's Keystone Pipeline of 210,000 gallons of oil in a farm field in South Dakota. So I think that's the kind of thing that regulators are more concerned about. But again, I think it speaks to the nature of these projects and the fact that they are a little bit leaky.
You also looked at another energy transfer project, another pipeline in Ohio called Rover, slightly different. What about Rover?
So Rover has been under some heat. It's a natural gas pipeline, and that one had a big spill of drilling mud during construction. So that is this liquid that's made up of clay and water, and it's supposed to be non-toxic, but when you put 2 million gallons of it into a wetland, you know, it's a problem. And in this case, that liquid was contaminated with diesel, which is very unusual, according to regulators I've spoken to.
Well, you reached out to Energy Transfer Partners. They run Rover. They run Dakota Access and other pipelines, too. What did they say to you?
They told me that, well, for one, the first three spills on the Dakota Access Pipeline were all during this testing period. So they were before June 1st when the project was in service. And even the last spill, they say, was contained to this concrete area, a pumping station where they monitor the flow of oil. So they say that they were contained and minor.
Well, we reached out to Energy Transfer Partners as well. They said that they take safety seriously, both for their workers and for communities. They said that they deliver 99.96% of the liquid fossil fuel that they transport safely to its intended destination. But Aline, what's the bottom line here? The protesters at Standing Rock made a point that you made at the top, which is it's not a matter of if pipelines are going to spill, but a matter of when. Is that really the takeaway message here, that oil will get into the environment? It's really a question of how much.
Yeah, I mean, I would say one of my biggest takeaways is that, you know, we wouldn't be talking about this if it wasn't for the attention that organizers on the ground brought to the Dakota Access Pipeline. So it's really a matter of communities getting involved if we want to be aware of these kinds of realities.
Aline Brown, reporter for The Intercept, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Want more information about the stories you hear on The Takeaway? Check out thetakeaway.org for more facts, figures, and news from guests and contributors and opinions from your fellow listeners. Leave us a note or comment on a story you heard, all at thetakeaway.org. Want to bring The Takeaway with you on the go? Subscribe to The Takeaway as a podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.